This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, June 18th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. John McCain and Barack Obama have different views about how the U.S. should engage Latin America, from the drug war to trade and from Cuba to Venezuela. Juan Carlos Hidalgo, Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity at the Cato Institute, comments.
Well, Latin America hasn't been in the forefront of the campaign so far. I mean, there are more important issues, obviously, for the candidates. But recently, both candidates, McCain and Obama, traveled to Miami, which is an epicenter of the U.S. Hispanic community. And they talk about Latin America. They talk about Cuba. And they offer very contrasting views on what they see for the region. On one hand, we have McCain talking about free trade, talking about the need to strengthen ties with Latin America through commercial endeavors. And on the other hand, we have Obama promising to substantially increase aid, but also to revisit most of the trade agreements that the United States has with Latin America and that have been so beneficial to both sides so far.
Okay, specifically Cuba. Where did they come down there?
Well, in Cuba, that's where both candidates coincide the most. McCain promises to keep the current policy of just waiting to have the Castro brothers embrace democracy out of the sudden and allow free elections and the existence of a political opposition. That's not going to happen. But he promises that. He says that he's not going to wait until Cubans enjoy liberty, but he doesn't offer an alternative to just waiting. Obama is more daring in his proposal. He says that he will leave the restrictions that Cuban Americans have in traveling and sending remittances to the island. Unfortunately, he says that he will keep the embargo also, and he will keep the travel ban to the rest of Americans traveling to Cuba. Cubans in Cuba will benefit from receiving more money and visits from their wealthier relatives in the United States. But that's not going to dramatically alter the dynamic of the relationship between the United States and Cuba. The Cuban regime will keep pointed at the embargo, or the blockade, as they call it, as a criminal act, as an act of aggression from the United States, and things will remain basically the same. So, unfortunately, both candidates promise more of the same regarding Cuba.
Okay, which candidate would continue the Bush policy of basically ignoring Venezuela?
In his speech, candidate Obama adopted a more tougher stance towards Venezuela. Without mentioning Chavez without mentioning Venezuela, he said that he will not tolerate a country in the hemisphere sponsoring terrorist groups or terrorist movements in obvious reference to Venezuela and the FARC in Colombia. And he said that he will confront countries that do so. Unfortunately, I think this is not the way to go. This will only fit into Chavez's game of confrontation with the United States. I think that President Bush's policy towards Venezuela has been the right one, which is basically ignore Chavez and ignore Venezuela. President Bush doesn't even mention Chavez's name in his speeches, and that drives him crazy. So I think that a tougher stance from would-be President Obama will be counterproductive to the goals of friendship and a peaceful environment in the region. McCain didn't mention Chavez. He also said that he will not sit eventually with rogue regimes in the region, which is talking about Castro, but he also inferred that Chavez falls into that mold. So probably McCain will keep the same approach towards Venezuela. Although we don't know. I mean, McCain tends to be a little bit mercurial sometimes in his foreign policy. So we're not sure yet whether President McCain will adopt a tougher stance towards Venezuela or not.
Okay. What about trade? John McCain is a reputed free trader. Obama generally is not. Where do they stand?
Senator McCain said that trade and free trade agreements will be the bedrock of his policy towards Latin America. And I think that's good. Even though most Latin American countries already have free trade agreements with the United States, with the exceptions of Argentina, Brazil, big ones. But still, countries like Chile, Peru, Mexico, Central America, Dominican Republic, they all have free trade agreements. On one hand, we have candidate Obama saying that he will revisit these free trade agreements. Whether he does it or not, if elected, that's another question. But McCain promises not only to defend these free trade agreements, but also encourage the approval of the FTA with Colombia and Panama, which are still pending a vote. Obama, on the other hand, ditches free trade. He says that free trade is not the way to approach the region. He promises to save the region from itself. Apparently, the reason why populism and socialism of the 21st century have been taking a hold in Latin America is because the United States hasn't been doing enough, according to Obama. And he then promises to substantially increase foreign aid, despite that foreign aid has such a dismal record in lifting countries out of poverty. I think that candidate Obama's approach to Latin America is typical of a liberal candidate. You know, they see a region or they see a problem and their solution is throw money at it. That's not the way to go in Latin America.
What about the international war on drugs? You would expect a Republican to be a little more confrontational, a little more armored about fighting the war on drugs internationally.
Well, Senator McCain didn't mention the war on drugs. Probably he will continue current policy. I'm pretty sure that's the way it's going to be. Obama did mention the war on drugs, and he promised to escalate it. He promised to substantially increase funding and substantially increase U.S. meddling in the region. And also he said that he will impose benchmarks on sovereign governments, benchmarks on extraditions, benchmarks on drug pings busted, benchmarks on interdiction. And this is interesting because in the speech, Obama repeatedly said that he will treat the region with respect, that he will eradicate the arrogance that is being so common in U.S. foreign policy towards Latin America. But imposing benchmarks on sovereign governments on a U.S. war on drugs, I mean, this is more than offensive. This goes beyond arrogance. And unfortunately, will be President Obama just promises that.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is the project coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Please visit our website, cato.org.